When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Leave a message.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks
so excited
for making it this far.
Yeah, if you're a returning visitor, then welcome. Thank you so much. If you're new around here, this is the podcast where we listen to your voice notes and we give very, very loose advice.
I would even say advice is strong. I'd go with the word opinion.
We talk about it, we laugh at it, and we
might give you one sentence that might be worth carrying with you for just a week.
Just a week. I wouldn't take it for longer than that.
Absolutely not. I would say a week is pushing it even.
I would say so.
This is a podcast by the galleys for the galleys. We love you. You guys have the best stories. Our DMs are full of them. So we thought, why not turn it into a podcast? And here we are.
And actually, that does lead into what this episode is about, because this episode, we've obviously had so many voice notes and we've been asking for quite specific stories, but the galleys have gone off piste and they've obviously got things that they need to get off their chest, they need to ask.
As they should.
As they should. So we've got a few random voice notes in the group chat that we didn't want to let go to waste.
Well, because if you need something, you must let us know.
When you have like a big pressing question or like a dilemma, who's the first person you call?
Oh, that really depends.
On what it is.
Yeah, because if I was in trouble, I would probably just call my mum.
Would you? I thought you were going to say Raw.
No.
Only like, call him for plumbing.
I'd call him if it was like an actual situation that like actually needed an adult input.
Sorry, I can't believe you just didn't laugh at my plumbing joke.
Yeah, it wasn't funny.
I thought that was brilliant.
If it was an actual problem that I needed an adult to help with, like
remember an adult, because you're not an adult.
Do you know what I mean? And
child.
Neither are you and neither are Raw. Mm. Neither is Raw.
Nor Raw.
So the only person I really could call in that situation, like when I had my car crash last year, do you remember?
Yeah.
And I was on the way to it, the first person I called was my mum.
Yeah.
But like, you know, for silly shit, everyday things, it normally would be you, unless it was like, oh, something that he needed to help me with, like a man problem. You know, like shit.
A blue job.
Like, you know, the light was broken. All of
I see. I said plumbing.
The fuse was gone. Shit like that I'd call Raw for.
Yeah.
Everything else I'd call you.
Yeah.
Well, who would you call?
Yeah, it completely depends. Completely depends on the problem, on the issue I was having.
Like, let's say,
if I was having like quite practical issues, I actually wouldn't call my mum. I'd probably call Hulls.
Mm-hmm.
Like anything like life, like adulty, I'd call Holly.
Yeah, she's quite an adult.
Yeah, like she's so just on it and she does know the answer mostly. Like the other day, I was going, this is so pathetic and so codependent, but I was going on that walk in North London and do you remember I was going to Finsbury Park?
Oh yeah.
And the trains weren't running, so I had to walk to the District line. And when I got to the District line, the trains were being really funny again. And I just honestly froze and I couldn't make a decision. And I had to ring Holly and be like, I don't know what train to get on. And I don't know how to get to Finsbury Park. And then she told me and I just followed her instruction.
Babe.
Yeah.
As you should.
That's bad, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's...
Sometimes I just can't make up my own mind. I just need someone to tell me. Outfits, I'd call you.
When you got mugged, you would call me and Holly simultaneously. I mean, you did call us simultaneously.
Yeah. Actually, I only called you because you were awake.
Because it was late.
Yeah.
I don't think anything, actually.
I never think.
Don't actually ever think. So here we are. We've opened up the group chat for the galleys because, you know, if we're the people that you need to speak to when you're having an issue, well, we better reply.
We better reply. We can't leave you hanging.
Imagine.
Because that's the worst. When you send a message to a friend.
Today. Oh, my God.
No, it's bad. Babe, I can see you're online.
I wasn't online.
You've double ticking.
No, babe. She sent me a message. This happens quite a lot, actually, with
because
you.
Because you're on your phone all the time. So I just think, why are you suddenly not on your phone? Answer me, and then I ring her.
Ooh, why is she suddenly not on her phone? Ooh. She called me. I was in the nail shop. She was like, you're ignoring me. And I was like, babe, my hands are in the LV, in the UV lamp. I can't type and reply to you.
I had questions too. I needed answered, just like the galleys.
Okay, so let's get the galleys show on the road.
Yes.
Hi, girls. I'm Emily. Love you both. And I've been watching for a while now and trying to get all the girls onto it, like watching your videos. I'm from Derby and I'm planning on moving to London at the end of summer with my boyfriend. Do you have any advice for my move to London and specifically as well, like how to make friends in a new city? Because this is the first time I'm moving away and I don't know anyone there. So any advice would be appreciated. Mwah. Thank you. Mwah.
We best call the galleys Emily.
Emily,
this week.
I was just thinking, baby, you read my mind. Very good. Well done.
So this is Emily one. Number one, thank you so much for the free PR and marketing, for telling all your mates.
We need more of that. Could everyone actually please start doing that a bit more?
Yeah, we'd like it if you could just like pass this on as much as you can. That would be nice.
We need to get to 80,000 impressions. I don't actually know what that means.
I'd love to know what that means. Poppy? Poppy quite literally in charge of podcasting and she's got no clue what that an impression is. So that's good. Emily, we're welcome.
Welcome to London. God, you're going to need your big girl pants on, babe. I'm going to tell you.
Did you move in? How old were you?
Oh, like I was a teenager. I really...
No, as in not in your family home.
I've kind of really lived in and out of London, honestly, since I was like, I can't even remember.
But when did you live alone in London?
I've never lived alone in London.
You did. You lived in that little flat in Kensington, didn't you?
I've lived with people. I don't live alone now, babe. No.
Really? Who do you live with? That's strange,
I
man.
I wish he'd move out.
I know, me
cramping
too.
Cramping my style.
You need the wardrobe space, to be fair.
I know. No, well, like when I was a teenager, I kind of like lived with Min.
Yeah.
All of our holidays, but her parents were never there. They were jet setting and living their best lives. So we kind of were just left to our own devices as well.
Oh, I guess then you went to uni in Bristol and then what, you moved straight in with Raw?
Then me and my sister lived in Pimlico just like that summer after I finished uni because my sister was also at uni in London.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you like an age that I really felt like, okay, now I'm like living alone in London.
Yeah.
I've always felt like that. Like, I'm not going to lie, when we were teenagers, we were all sort of just left to our own devices, go to London on the weekend, just do whatever you want.
Yeah, I guess when you have that, London's less of like a big scary city. But when I moved here at 19, I was quite afraid of it. I moved here for uni. God, I wasn't even 19. I was like 21. I just turned 21 in the October of the September that I went to uni. Mm-hmm. And I moved to Shadwell, big up the east of London. and I went to uni in New Cross. And I remember I had to get the train. And the first time I ever walked back from Shadwell train station to my halls, I ran.
No, I ran so far. It's terrifying. The first time you come here, you think, what? First of all, why do people choose to live here? It's so overstimulating.
Yeah, it's so intense, isn't it?
So intense. I think we do all forget we're now so used to people just like vomiting next to us on the tube.
And bumping
it's just like,
into you or shouting things at you.
Or like, you know, being really like pervy and weird or like girls, like, you know, like just being like all up close and personal with everyone 24/7, 365. It's a lot.
Yeah. And people do say about London, like it's quite a lonely city. And I think don't be put off by that if you have that experience in the first few months of living here.
I think you should expect it, actually.
Yeah, I think it can take a minute. It can take a minute.
I think if you're going to move to London, you have to kind of lean into that, though. You have to expect it and, like, embrace that. I think if you choose to live here, like, I have this all the time. I also live on a high street. There is no zen in my life. I love it. It's the things that I love about living on a high street are, like, I feel really safe walking home at night.
You go to Ali's at 10 a.m. on a Saturday and there's girls in their high heels getting ready for bottomless punch. And I just think, really, girls?
Babe, last 2 weekends... Oh, my God, I can't believe I didn't tell you this. 2 weekends ago, babe. I go out of my gate. It was Sunday. It was early because I was going to work at like 9.
Yeah.
My version of early, by the way, on a Sunday. This guy honestly passed out like across the gate. I couldn't open the gate. I had to go back up to Broad. I was like, you have to come down.
And wake up, man.
And get and help me get, just move past him in a way that means that I can get to the tube. Anyway, dutifully, he came down. But he was
And
so,
did you wake him up, the man?
No, he just sort of like, kicked him and he just sort of rolled down.
No, babe, we kicked him.
Babe, he was blackout drunk. Like, he didn't even, like, Raul was like, you know, trying to like roll him down the street a bit and he didn't even wake up. He was actually like, could have been dead, could have had his kidney harvested. Do you know what I mean?
So bad.
So bad.
I had this recently where I was driving to Spin really early, like actually early, like 6 a.m. And this guy was on the side of the street, like rolling around.
Oh, I remember this.
And I was a bit like, do I pull over? Like, that's another thing about living in a big city. Like, everyone keeps themselves to themselves. And sometimes I think, rightly so.
I saw this meme.
Rightly so. It's scary out there.
I saw this meme that was like, you could literally get knocked over and hit by a bus in London and cyclists and people would just walk straight past you.
So bad. Well, there was that guy in New York, do you remember? The homeless guy had fallen asleep on the steps of some kind of like big city bank with all the like brokers and stuff. And it took days for anyone to realise that he died. Because
no,
people walked past him.
Way.
Yeah, horrendous. Yeah. So bad.
Well, look, don't die on a city bank then, because that's not going to be helpful.
It's
for
not.
Anyone.
They're not the most, nurturing people in the world. Maybe I don't know. I don't know many city bankers.
No, I don't know either. You must.
I must start dating them.
You must. Actually, I don't think that's going to be helpful. Could you date like a footballer?
I was desperate for me to date a footballer.
I just like to just get in the room once, get a signed T-shirt, and then you can just, you know, we could jog on.
What team do you need me to start sniffing
Anyone
around?
Anyone that plays for England. I really don't give a shit who. Pick any of them. Pick one of them. Doesn't matter. You don't even have to know his name.
Okay.
Get us to a party and after party, I'll get a signed shirt and then you can be out of there. You can block him.
Deal. We made London sound scary. It's not. There's amazing things. There's always something to do. Everything's always open, which I love.
We were talking about this the other day about whether we would move out or stay in London forever and ever and ever. I think it's hard to say that when you don't have kids. But there is something so magical that gets lost about London every day, because like we don't appreciate all the things that we have at our fingertips and on our doorstep. You could literally go and like, I don't know, go to a West End theatre show and in the same day go and walk down Portobello Market and like everything is here. It's so rich in culture and activity, and you just have to, especially when you move here, like force yourself to see the joy and like those kinds of things rather than like the offensive people and, you know, in your face on a Monday morning. It's so disgusting.
I did have that a few years ago where I kind of stopped like enjoying and embracing London. I really wanted to move out just because I did find it quite like overwhelming. And I was like, oh, I want to be in like a smaller community. I want to feel like, I don't know, yeah, it's not so big and lonely and daunting. But actually, if you lean in and you like find those things exciting and like, wow, like, yeah, everything's at my fingertips. And also, it's not even like, obviously rent is so expensive here, but actually there's so much free stuff to do if you know where to look and you know who to talk to and who to hang out with. And there's silly things like even getting a class pass deal that's free for a month so you can go to all the classes and like
and meet people.
There's so many things that actually you can do it even on a budget because you're spending all your money on your rent. Do you know what I mean?
Tips to meet people in London.
Yeah.
Do that. Go to things like exercise classes and things that you would find fun that we've talked about this before about
shared
like,
hobbies.
Yeah, meeting people. But even meeting at people, you know, in a coffee shop, you might stand next to someone buying a Gail's cookie.
And you can just
same
say,
as you.
Oh, you've gone triple chocolate, have you? I've gone oat. And then you could bond over it.
I don't recommend that as the number one pickup line that you use.
What would you go for?
I would
witch?
Say...
Sorry, I must actually air this because...
Oh, this is
my friend Chloe. Love you, Chloe. I hope you're listening still. You're probably not because Ali's offended you so much. My friend Chloe was like, listen, I love the pod. I'm really enjoying listening. It's great.
But
number one, both of you must stop swearing. And number two, Ali must stop being so aggressive when she calls people stupid little bitches. So now I gave that feedback to Al. And honestly, since she has called everyone she sees as a little bitch.
Not just on me, babe. Both of us.
I was really leaning
the
in.
The woman that yesterday gave you some minging tea. No, they didn't toast her tuna sandwich enough. And she was like, silly, silly, silly bitch. The man, the... Sorry, he was more than a silly bitch. That stupid effing EasyJet man, babe. He was a wanky dickhead. He was a dicky wankhead.
We were talking about like what's appropriate to, you know, slag people off with. Like what terms and names, like what's going too far? Do you know what I mean? Like what
you couldn't
is
call
aggressive?
Someone just like a C next Tuesday if they just toasted your tuna sandwich, not enough.
It's too much. It's too much. You can't be doing
but
that.
But I would say, babe, the mad, the EasyJet man, he was a C next Tuesday.
No, we were having this huge debate. So Al was trying to rank it there. She was like, that's how bad it was. Basically, she read her booking wrong and she didn't have the right luggage allowance and she was in her own little world being like, I do have a large cabin bag, and she didn't have a large cabin bag.
Of course, I just read it wrong.
She read it wrong and she just convinced herself that she did have a large cabin bag. Anyway, he was like, computer says no vibes, just like, no, you got to pay, you silly little bitch. You silly spoiled bitch, you must pay. And we were then having this whole debate about what like, his behaviour was.
Yeah.
Because she was saying he's 10 out of 10, you know, he's a...
See you next Tuesday.
I was saying I think he was a bit of a knob. You know, he was
babe,
a bit
he
of
was
a knob.
More than a knob. This was he was a dickhead.
This was us in Departures Lounge. We were having this huge debate. Anyway, what would you say to the girl in Gales if you wanted to make friends with her?
I would say, I love your trainers.
Good. That is good, babe.
It's a really good in. I do that with people all the time. Even that girl in Spain, that girl with the nails. If I'd lived in Spain, I would have said, where'd you get your nails done?
And you'd have been friends with her.
La 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 la. You've got to, you know, go
I made quite good friends with the girl at the fish market when we were in Barcelona.
Fish woman with the scales on her face.
No.
Oh, the Irish girl.
Yes.
Yes.
So.
Oh, babe, well done, because you were holding the conversation for both of us. I couldn't be asked.
You weren't in the mood.
No.
You've got to be in the mood. So just go out when you're in the mood and when you feel like you're feeling good and up for talking.
And also kind of when you first move, you have to kind of force yourself to be in the mood all the time. If someone comes up to you and talk to you, make an effort to make.
Get their number. Put yourself out there. Be brave, be bold.
Go for coffee. Where do you live? Oh my God, no way. I live just...
My friend Lucinda has actually just moved to Bristol and she's doing this right now, and she tells me all these stories about meeting these girls, and last night she went to this naked life drawing with this girl she just met, and I
thought, genius,
epic,
as she should.
Get them, girl.
You've got to be bold and be brave.
Warmer, sunnier days are cooling. Fuel for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals.
Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals.
And you can make your day delicious from breakfast to dessert. Stay fueled with easy, nutritious options.
Enjoy effortless support for your lifestyle and choose up to 6 menu preferences to help you manage your calories, maximize your protein intake, avoid meat, or simply eat well balanced to feel good for the summer.
Head to factormeals.com/message50 and use code message50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month.
That's code message50 at factormeals.com/message50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, it's me again. I have a second question. Something that I really hate about myself is how uptight I can be. Like, I'm a very strategic person. I like to have a plan in place and I like to be organized. Like, for example, on a night out, I'll never go like crazy. I always make sure I get home on time. And like, I think a lot of that is caring too much about things, taking things too seriously sometimes. And I really hate myself for it. Like, I wish I was more carefree. So I wondered if you had any advice on how to like unlock that side of me. I feel like I'm definitely getting better, but I want to care less about things and care less about like, oh, how am I going to get home? And then how's this going to happen? And blah, blah, blah. Or do I just accept my fate and realize like this is who I am and just that maybe I'm not that kind of person, you know? I don't know. What do you think?
Shrooms.
Emily.
Microdose, thank you, Rana.
Emily, you are a voice note hogger, but I'll allow it.
Emily too. Well, it could have been from a different time.
She said, hi, it's me again.
Sure.
You are me. Oh my God, welcome to the club.
Yeah, do we the girls feel seen? Let's take a moment for everyone that really, really resonates with Emily too.
Right, I've got some therapy speak for you that I actually got told in therapy a couple
of
weeks ago.
Wait, I must get my therapy pose on. Go on.
You're not uptight, so this really isn't for you, but
I'm
that's
literally
fine.
So laxy-slaxy, wouldn't even believe it. I don't know what's going on half the time. Go on, tell me.
You must embrace all parts of you. Don't hate yourself for it, because that's not going to actually achieve anything. I'm like you, by the way. You must not hate yourself for it. There might be times when you find it gets in the way. And by the way, I think I'm less bad. You should have seen me at uni, babe. We wouldn't have been friends. Honestly, I was like an uptight. Don't give me that face. That was just who I was.
No, but we wouldn't have been friends. What a shame. That's what I was thinking.
That was a good save. Well done.
Really, at uni you were far
yeah,
more
I would go
anal.
Home, on another level.
Really?
Yes, babe. And I hated myself for it because I was the same. I wanted to have fun, but for some reason I just couldn't enjoy myself. I think a lot of it is about environment. And I don't know whether this is true for you, but you might not feel... Like, I was thinking this about you and I was going to text you this, but I didn't because I thought I'll just see her tomorrow anyways. It doesn't really matter.
That's Allah on the pod. Save all the good conversation for the pod.
I think that you bring out that side of me because you are so like that. And if you're surrounded by people who are either like you or like criticize you, you never make me feel like it's such an awful thing and like G is the most like forgiving person in terms of... me being an anal perfectionist. Like, she will never, you know, like, I'll go back on something 50 times and she won't give me a hard time about it. She'll just say, oh, babe, that's the perfectionist in you, rather than saying, don't be such a perfectionist. If you're around people like that, don't be around people like that, because that's when you'll start to hate it, because they'll make you feel like there's something wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you, babe. It's just the way you're built. The number one, because I know that you said, I hate myself for it. I can hate myself for it too. I can sometimes, I have that too, by the way. I can't let something go or look at a fucking edit for like five, you know, like I'll go back and look at that 1 second at 13, 21, 50 and think, oh, shall I keep that yes or in or out? You know, like, it's dumb. Don't hate it. It's you and it's who you are. And also, a lot of the time, that's what gives you a lot of your strength. Like, I think a lot of the things I'm good at is because I'm a perfectionist and I'm really detail orientated and shit doesn't get missed with me. And you mustn't hate that about yourself, because it's not going to do you any justice. It is who you are. Find things, like I'm really trying to do this, find things that you must maintain that standard for yourself. Don't give yourself a hard time about it. I have that, for example, with an edit or with like meetings or work, or like I would really lean into it in terms of like work. In play, I would really force myself to lean out. So like, if I go out and I get a bit sloppy... doesn't fucking matter.
I was going to say, with the going out stuff, I can be quite a free spirit, I suppose, and a bit like airy-fairy, head in the clouds. But also, I do have shit to do, I suppose. Like, for example, this is a great example. So, like, on a Friday night, right, I like to go out with the girls. I like to have a little drink. I like to have a good time. I also need to be in a spin studio the next morning teaching spin. So... I don't want to not go out ever again because I have to teach spin, because I just think that's not what life's for. If I like going out, this is only if you like going out and you do want to let your hair down. So instead of stressing all night about the fact that I need to be up early, or God, I need to be back, or is my laptop charged, I'm just super prepared, and you'll be great at this because you're anal and a bit of a control freak. I make sure there's water by my bed, my alarm's already set, my laptop's charged, my bag's packed, so I can go out until 3 a.m. if I want to. I can get absolutely like bladdered. It's not going to be nice on the bike the next day, but if that happens and I have the night of my life and it was worth staying out for, everything that I need is ready to go. Everything's ready to go, so the next morning won't be panic, I won't feel guilty, I might feel hungover, but I won't feel like my life's out of control, because I know my alarm will still go off, I'll still put my spin kit on, and I'll still go to spin. So then you can have a bit of control, but within that control, you can allow yourself to be a little bit chaotic.
Yeah, pick the things to control that actually matter.
Yeah. Like, if you're having a good night, listen, don't chase every night. Not every night's going to be amazing. No need, go home if you'd rather be in bed. But if you really are in the mood for letting yourself go, just make sure you can do that, because you know you're safe in it. Or everything's
like,
sorted.
That goes for things even like not just going out. That goes for work. Like, if there's something that really bothers you and you think, I actually really do need to be quite perfectionist about this, be a perfectionist about it. But if there's something that you just think, oh, whatever, even if there's something inside you that goes, no, no, go back and look, go back and look, go back and check it. No, it might not be perfect. Just let it go. Just press send.
Just say nothing's perfect, ever.
Yeah.
Someone else will find a flaw that you didn't see. And if you spend your life thinking about all of those tiny details.
But please don't hate yourself.
Yeah, don't hate yourself.
That's what I must reiterate from
you've
from
got to see
a fellow
all these things.
Control freak, is that you must not hate that part of yourself, because it is what makes you you. And somewhere in there is some of the best parts of you, but they also give you the tendency to be over controlling in areas of your life that you don't need to be.
Also, you've got to see it as a dimmer switch, all these things. Like, you're not always one thing. Like, we're so like used to putting ourselves in boxes nowadays. It's like, you're not always a perfectionist, babe.
Because
you're not. So you can dial it down.
Yeah, but
that's what you're saying about leaning out. You just dial it down.
Yeah.
Dial it up when you need it, then try and learn to dial it down.
That's what it's not like, yes, it is a dimmer switch, but people might find that difficult. So that's what I'm saying. Like, even if you feel like, oh, I know it's a dimmer switch, like, actually the practice of being a dimmer switch is a bit different. Like, you have, it's practice. You have to force yourself really to not go back and look at something 100 times if you're so inclined, but force yourself, because it will help your life. Emily, number 3.
Oh my goodness. Hi, how are you? Love you guys to pieces. So I recently downloaded Hinge. And I've had it before. I just wasn't vibing it. Like, this one guy sent me a link to someone else's wedding after we were just talking for 3 days. So that was so strange. My question is, how do you actually find guys on Hinge like that are not weird and crazy and actually worth going on a date with? Anyway, mad love from South Africa, and just mad love in general. You guys are amazing.
From South
Africa. Mad love, baby.
From South Africa.
So good.
Oh my God.
We're global.
She's
don't know what
from
to say.
South Africa.
Epic.
Oh my God, I would never have thought we'd have got down there. Wow.
That's amazing. Love you.
Right, I obviously
Emily
can't
Drake.
Really contribute other than one thing that I can say about her, but you best go first.
No, go on. What do you want to say about me?
I was going to say, we had this very interesting situation where her friend, Matt,
running out of names for people. Go on.
Friend Matt redid her Hinge profile, and basically the things that she put on there were complete, like every single thing was different to the things that he chose as a boy. And he was like, this is what you should be putting out there. This is what boys want. The things that he said that boys want are so different to what girls would think that boys want. And I just find it, first of all, psychologically fascinating, but maybe you should do that. What's her name? Emily.
Emily 3.
Emily 3, get a friend that's a boy to revamp your Hinge and see if that does anything for your algorithm, because you never know.
I think you can try that, but I also think you have got to put out the version of yourself that you want to put out, and it will attract eventually the right people. So if your friend was the type of person that you would want to fancy you, perfect, epic. if he's not, then what he's looking for on Hinge might not be the kind of guy that you want. I have learned with my time on Hinge recently that it really is an algorithm. Al's right. Like, you have to train it. You have to teach it. So sadly, girls, you got to swipe. One of the only ways to get Hinge to start working for you and not against you, because sometimes it feels like a hate crime, is to use it. You've got to use it and abuse it. And sometimes that's even swiping for people that don't tick every box.
But something in there, the algorithm might pick up and
exactly.
Say,
oh, you like people over 6 foot. Oh, you like, I don't know,
men that live in East London.
Exactly.
Yes.
Just so that it starts to build an idea of what you like.
Also, by the way, Hinge isn't the be all and end all.
Listen, loads of apps, Bumble, back on Bumble. A lot of people I know are loving Field, genuinely, which, Rogue.
What is it?
So it kind of started off as an app to, how shall I put this?
Shag.
No.
Up the bum?
I would say that's still Tinder.
Anal.
Stop.
Blow it. Blowies. 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 Blowjobs.
It's an app, yeah, to disclaim your sexual preferences early doors.
Yeah. So if you only like to be rimmed.
Sure.
For example, you might go onto Field and put rimmers only.
Yes. Yeah. Listen, no shame here. No kink shame. Yeah. Yeah. So, but now apparently, because it's just the newest app and people are curious, it's actually got quite a lot of good single people on it.
But I would say if you're not looking to be rimmed or if you're not looking for a particularly sexual experience and you actually want to meet someone, maybe don't go there.
Yeah, I think... Listen, I think just try everything, throw everything at the wall. It's hard to get a date. People make it out as like, it's super easy. You just go on the apps, you get a date. You've got to give it some time. Like, you've got to give it some scroll time. You know, when I'm watching TV now, Married at First Sight Australia, which I can't stop watching, I will get my dating apps up just so that I'm like using them. And it's hard out there, girls. I think you've just got to be patient and you will go through stages of fatigue with it because... there's a lot to sift through and that's just okay. Then just let it drop for a bit and then get back on the horse.
Or go to a bar.
Go out to a bar.
Go to the
also
real world,
hard,
I would say. Why is it hard?
Have you been to a bar recently and looked around and found the calibre of men?
No,
but babe, it can be even more disheartening when you get yourself dolled up. This is the problem. Like,
okay, sorry,
when you go out with the intention of trying to find someone, that is quite tricky because you can look around and you can think... I don't
what
fancy
I'm saying,
anyone.
If it's diabolical on the apps, how much worse can it be in real life?
You might as well just go out with the girlies and look around, get your shark in.
Do you know what
on.
I mean? Yeah. Like, just see. You never know.
Yeah.
You might have a meet cute in a bar at 3 a.m.
Also, if you don't have any single friends, then you've got to drag your married ones out because it's the only way. You've got to tell them, listen, you lucky cow, you're at home with your man. Sorry, you've got to come out with me.
Totally, 100% agree.
To the witching hours.
100%.
Because I can't do it alone.
And also, we're all in this together. If you die alone, then I'm going to have to look after you. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. And also, nobody's safe. We say this all the time.
No one's safe. Oh, she's come to the dark side now. This is the first time she's saying it.
No. Well,
Mrs.
I've always
Trusting's
known
come
this.
Come to the dark side. Here
no,
we
I've
go.
Always known this.
Oh, you can only
name
no yourself.
No one should ever get too smart because you could be single at any moment.
You can
and
be
you
married.
Know, so you want to be keeping one toe in, I'd say, just so you know what's going on.
You could be married with 6 kids, babe.
People get single.
I'm sorry to say
Imagine
this.
You think it's all done and dusted and your grafting boots are hung up and then boom. Yeah, it's
yeah,
really
it's
hard. I just think you've
there.
Got to use, you've just got to use them. That's the only way. It's a numbers game, girls. You've got to just use it. And when you get tired of using it, stop and then go again. You know?
Also, I do think in general, on apps, in bars, whenever you're looking for it is when it will not happen. I really, really, you know, sometimes like even with friendships, the people that you didn't mean to meet become like the most important person in your life.
Yeah, it's so hard. I think you're right about looking for it, but I also think you have to put out quite a receptive energy.
Totally.
Especially now when people are quite nervous to approach other people because of everything that's like, you know, we've learn about how to kind of cross boundaries or not. I just think you do have to give out a bit of a, I'm open.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to come and talk to me, talk
oh,
to me.
Yeah. And also what which you've is... been doing really well, which is like, I'm just going to go and just see, like zero expectations. If it's shite, I'll just leave.
Yeah.
But like, at least I just, you know, for the plot, it's a good story. And like, you know, I might just meet, he might be really good.
Yeah.
Or he might really be great. Really horrendous. And then it's for the plot.
Yeah, it's for the plot and you've had a nice day or whatever. And yeah, you've just got to get yourself out there and it's not great advice, but you have.
It's tiring. It's just really boring to say that because it's the God's honest.
But if you want a date, then you've got to get out and date.
You can't be sitting on your sofa, really.
Well, you can if you're scrolling through your apps.
You
can't be sitting doing nothing.
No, but you can be scrolling, but even scrolling isn't going to get you, like, you can scroll and like 100 people. You still got to go and meet some of them.
Got to chat. You got to cast the net, then you got to reel it in.
You got to do a vibe check.
Oh, you must do a vibe check. I like to crack a few jokes, see if they get it. And if they miss them, I just say, I won't bother with the drink. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
You crack a joke and they take you seriously. I think, oh, it's Jane Jacob.
What's that happened to you?
Well, actually, I've recently just been a bit like, I'll get my hinge up so you can see what
he was quite sexy, that guy that you were showing me yesterday.
So I messaged him, right? There's this guy, I found him on Hinge, and then he did the classic, what's your Insta handle, which I hate. I just think, meh. Anyway, I gave it to him because desperate at the moment, got no one else in the backlog. Got no one on the bench. That's a good thing to have. I have a few on the bench, but they've all sacked me off.
Yes, have a reserve list.
Yes, my
and
reserve list
be
is least, dry.
At least three people on
three
there.
Three to four, I would say, is good for maintenance levels.
No less.
I've got zero currently, so I'm trying to fill up the reserves with this guy. Anyway, we were meant to go on a date on Saturday, aka 2 days' time. I messaged him today. I thought, he's still on for Saturday. He said, can you do early afternoon, not evening? And I thought,
no,
can't actually, I'm busy. We said evening, therefore I filled my day. So now I probably won't see him.
And also, I'm sorry to say it, but first time or early afternoon.
Some people love a coffee date. I'm just going to check my Hinge now, since we're talking about it. We must just swipe through Matthew because he's a no. Sorry. Right, let's do a recap, girls. Number one, move into London if you're alone.
Be bold, be brave, put yourself out there. Put yourself in a dating mindset. Date London.
Good.
Go on a date with London. Find a way to fall in love with London, because I know we shit on it all the time and it can be an absolute sack of shit around here. But some days you might get one day that you just think, oh my God, how lucky am I to live here?
Must go to the river.
You know?
And the only time I feel it is when I'm by that river.
No,
I think, oh,
that's
yeah.
not true, babe. On a summer's day, like when the sun sets. Like
Soho 2 a.m. sometimes I feel it.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. How lucky I am to live here. Yeah. Like, you know, especially when you first move here, remind yourself why you moved
the
here.
The night bus.
Babe, I'm sorry. Of all the things to put on the list of things to be grateful for.
Well, when you get home for £2.50 from a very good night out, I think, wow, door-to-door service.
I was going to say, like, Chinatown.
Chinatown?
So else?
Oh, sod off.
I actually cannot even believe that you've said that, babe.
Why? Because I never leave so.
I think that we should actually burn you and cremate you and spread your ashes in the garden at Dean Street. I'm not joking. If we're talking about places most frequented in her entire lifetime, it's Soho House.
I never go
Don't
to Dean
I
Street.
Never.
I never go to Dean Street. I went once for that burger. Never been again. Number two, Mrs. Anal, I think, is star of the week. What do you think?
Mrs. Anal? Sorry, what?
She's a bit of a control freak.
Did I fall asleep? Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about she was taking lights up the bum. I thought, did I fucking miss something around here? Mrs. Anal, please don't hate being Mrs. Anal.
Yeah, embrace it.
Embrace, as my therapist says, you must appreciate, love and nurture all parts of you because they're what make you you. Find a way to dial up or dial down where necessary.
Good.
But, you know, in the places that you need it, why not?
No, I'm not. I'm engaged.
In the place
you're doing
so well.
Engaged.
Embrace it. Dial it up when you need to, potentially at work. Dial it down when you need to let your hair down and have a good time.
Yeah, that's the top tip. Dial up, dial down. Number three, you're on the dating apps. Persistence, my queen. Keep going. Stay strong. Stay safe. Have a good time.
Get the night bus.
Always get the night bus home. So that actually was a good showcase from the Emilys that if you don't like the topics we ask for, not to worry, ignore us. Send in your own voice notes.
Well, actually, preferably don't ignore us.
Preferably if something catches your eye and you think, oh, I could voice note about that, then do.
Help us out.
But if you're sat one day on the night bus thinking, I wonder what Ali and G would say about this dilemma in my mind or this question I need answering, just voice note us. We're open 24/7. Poppy never sleeps. She's there. Got the phone open. She's on it.
Please. We love you. Subscribe. leave a review. Make sure you leave 5 stars. Otherwise, don't bother.
Yeah, don't bother if it's a 4.
Oh, can you imagine?
How I find a 3 most offensive.
Oh, God, we've had this conversation before.
Because I got a class pass 3 and I for my teaching, not for this. We aren't on class pass for this. For my spin instructing. Why would you give me a 3? Give me a 1 or a 5.
Give
otherwise,
a 1 or
don't
a 5.
Bother.
3 is bang average. If you think we're bang average, either move on.
Keep it to yourself and don't listen again.
Don't bother. Don't leave a message. But if you love us and we as much as we love you, the galleys, subscribe, leave a review, leave a message. We love you. Adios. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Good night.
Mwah.
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 Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company, serving collectors since 1945.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.